Welcome to Ohio Means Jobs, Exploring the Workforce segment. I'm Carol Leinier, the Workforce Supervisor. Today, we are pleased to welcome Christina and Jordan from SWAT and Welding. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
In this segment, we are going to discuss manufacturing. Could you please share with us how you began your journey at SWAT and Welding?
I think I would let Jordan talk right now. He's in our actual welding shop, in the truck shop. So I'm going to let him kind of explain that.
I'm sorry. I'm at a loss for words right now already. I don't know how far back I should go is my problem here, because you're asking how I got started. I, for 15, 20 years, was automotive and then went over to welding. So I don't know how far back I should
start.
There
you go. That's exactly how you made your change. Exactly.
Okay.
So prior to coming to SWAT and welding, I was in the automotive industry. And then 15 years ago, I came to SWAT and welding.
2 years ago.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
I would mention that you were a mechanic.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. I'll start at high school.
A lot of our employees come from ag welding.
So fresh out of high school, I actually started working automotive. I worked on all makes and models, ended up settling in on Subaru for about 6 years. And we did some various welding depending on what we were doing, whether there was plow brackets for trucks or exhaust work. So we did some welding throughout that. But after leaving automotive, I ended up deciding to try to explore the field of welding. And that's what brought me to SWAT and welding about 2 years ago. So been enjoying it ever since.
And Christina, how did you begin your process?
I'm in HR, so for me it started actually in automotive as well, because I come from the Detroit area. And I just enjoy helping people and seeing people grow in their careers. So kind of growing from the automotive over to the steel industry, there was just more opportunity in it as far as not being kind of so big. You know, you get to work closer with employees and see that growth in them and help them along and, you know, make their dreams come true.
And what would you like people to understand about your line of work at SWAT and Welding?
I would say specifically we're in the truck shop and we do a lot of, we try to have good quality welds for our trucks. And people need to understand just that quality matters, that when the customer picks up these trucks that are hundreds of thousands of dollars, they care what the welds look like. And you want to focus more on the quality of it, not just whether it's strong enough to hold, things like that.
I think for us, for my in my part of the industry, what matters is that at the end of the day, employees are happy, employees are safe, they go home. Can you repeat the question?
What do you want people to understand about about your line of work?
Okay. I would say what I would want people to understand most about my line of work is that, one, you have to enjoy working with people. It isn't just about people, though. It's also about benefits. It's also about making sure that their needs are met. You know, when they come to work every day, they need to be focused on working and not on everything that's going behind the scenes. And that's what my job entails, is making sure that, you know, questions are being answered, you know, their pay is correct, you know, benefits are in place that they're using and that, you know, they have access to.
And what is the most essential tools that you use at SWAT and Welding?
Well, for me, it would be a welder. you need a welder, a welding helmet. We use a square tape measure. I mean, basic tools like that to make sure that what you're fabricating is going on where it's supposed to be and how it's supposed to be. And common sense is a very important tool as well.
For me, it would be the computer, the internet, a lot of really communication tools. We use a lot of kind of internal texting and things like that to make sure that our employees can get a hold of us and that we can get information out to employees. So I would say that would be one of our key tools, to be honest, is a lot of communication.
And what do you find is the biggest challenge right now in the industry?
In my opinion, it's finding people that are skilled to do the job and want to do the job.
For me, I would agree with Jordan. One of our biggest challenges in recruiting is finding younger employees and younger generations that aren't going into the skilled trades. So we're having to reach further into a lot of the programs, you know, with high schools, with colleges, you know, with trade programs. And like he said, the desire to want to do it and want to do a good job at it.
Could the two of you please tell us a little bit more about Swanton Welding, where it's located at, and the website where individuals can find more details?
I was going to say, we have two locations here in Ohio. We have one in Pettisville and one in Swanton. We can be reached at swantonwelding.com, or HR is hr@swantonweld.com.
And what is one piece of advice if you could give someone starting out in the field?
I would say take care in your work, take pride in it. Just focus on what you're doing, use common sense, give it your best effort. Don't do it as though you don't care. Just pay attention to what you're doing and try hard.
I think for me, the one word, you know, one piece of advice would be to understand what you're getting into and take your time, yeah. You know, spend some time in the field and make sure that that's where you want to be.
We want to thank both of you for being here with us today. We want to thank our listeners. We encourage you all to follow us on social media and visit us on the county website at FultonCountyOH.com for more information. Have a great day, Fulton County. Oh, has it means job.